Hi, I'm Gregor Loven. You're listening to Motivational Mondays. Tanner Noor is an expert in sustainable tourism, curating unique, off-the-beaten-path, and immersive travel opportunities. He's the owner of Off-Season Adventures and president of Second Look Worldwide. Tanner, tell us about the goal of sustainable tourism, and what are some things we can do to educate ourselves and incorporate into our next travel plans?
In my opinion, a lot of sustainability comes from the economics of sustainability first. So if we're going to talk about sustainable options, we need to make sure that these local communities are supported financially first, and then it seems like they can then move into more environmental sustainability. So what we do is we work with local operators, local accommodations, local guides to make sure as much as possible is infused into their locals' economy. And then we build the infrastructure improvements to show them the benefit of tourism in places that normally do not see the benefit of tourism. The place that we're working right now in the Kikoi village outside of Tarangire National Park in Tanzania, no tourism goes to this village right now, but they are on the border between the national park. They're actually in what's called a buffer zone, which means that sometimes they'll have wildlife and human interactions. This sometimes causes a negative sentiment for the wildlife. So what we're doing is promoting their local infrastructure with water improvement projects to make sure that they see the benefit of tourism, and that leads to things like conservation in the future. My master's degree is in admin studies with a concentration in economic development and tourism management. Through that project, I was able to travel to Tanzania, absolutely fell in love with the country. We were studying the tourism economy there and its implications in a developing world. That's where I met my business partner, and that's where we launched Off-Season Adventures for our first destination. We now have 5 destinations around the world, 4 in Africa, Tunisia, Ethiopia, Tanzania, and Uganda. We're working on Rwanda, and we also have Nepal. In addition to Off-Season Adventures, which is the for-profit tourism side, we formed Second Look Worldwide, which is a 501c3 nonprofit here in the US last year. Since we formed that nonprofit, funds from Off-Season Adventures, which is 5% of the tours, goes into that nonprofit. From those funds, in addition to generous support by friends and family, we've been able to complete our first phase of our first project in Tanzania. This is our Kikoi Water Project. It's right outside of Tarangire National Park in northern Tanzania. We built a solar paneled water pump system. So we have the solar panels, and that's connected to a drill at a water source in that area. Not only do we have a water source with tap coming out right at the source, but we also have that being transported to a school in that same village. If there's a significant dry season in this area, now we can rest easy knowing that around 15,000 people will be able to get year-round running water. Our second phase of the project is to build out the sanitation and hygiene at the primary school. These conditions are not so great for kids. So what we're doing is we're working with plumbers, not only in Tanzania, but also the US, to build out running water within the bathrooms. And that will lead to a leach field that they can then use for crops, to get some locally sourced foods right to the primary school as well. Outside of that project, we hope to have projects in all of our destinations around the world. In Uganda, for example, we are already partnering with a nonprofit tourism company. They support locals in the Fort Portal area of Uganda in terms of agriculture, sustainability, healthcare, all sorts of things. So our funds will go directly to supporting their projects. The rest of the destinations will be working in concert with them to make sure that we build sustainable projects that require little maintenance from the local people, but they see a high benefit and a high return. With our clients, a lot of the times they want something different, so they choose to travel more mindfully and intentionally with Off-Season Adventures because they know the money is staying in the local economies and we're supporting projects that they can see themselves when they're in the destinations. So you can always start by joining us on one of our Off-Season Adventures tours. We have small group trips now, but we also offer customizable options as well, and also support the nonprofit Second Look Worldwide. 100% of those dollars go directly into our projects. And if maybe one of our tours is a little more intrepid for you, then educating yourself on where the money's going. Are you booking accommodations that are actually owned by US companies, or are they owned by companies that are within the country? What tour operators are you using? Are you using local partners? Typically, you know, you're going to have a better experience with that anyway, because they're the ones that know the destination the best. But also what you're doing secondarily is putting as much money as possible within that community so that they see the benefit of tourism and they're able to build their economies in much more sustainable ways. That will then lead to more environmental sustainability projects that they will be able to fund themselves. So not only are the clients able to see exactly where the funds are going, but they're also able to have a really one-on-one and intimate conversation with the locals, interactions with the locals, and learn more about the culture. Not easy, but it's very rewarding. And I think that it's very important that other travel companies get involved in things like this.
Thank you, Tanner.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to Motivational Mondays. This conversation is created by the National Society of Leadership and Success. This week's member, who was chosen at random to win $1,000, is Lucas Pola from Florida. Lucas Pola, email us within 1 week to claim your prize, donated by Audible. As a reminder, all NSLS members get a $129 gift from Audible, including free audiobooks. If you didn't already, claim your member gift at audible.com/NSLS.